From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump said Tuesday his planned summit with North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un might not take place next month. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports the president had a lot to say.
The president's supposed to meet with Kim Jong-un on June 12th in Singapore.
There's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay.
But also that there's a good chance it will. The president's statements are a microcosm of concerns here at the White House about preparations for the summit, especially after North Korea threatened last week to scrap it. The president met here with South Korea's leader, who says they are one step closer to the dream of a denuclearized peninsula.
The fate and the future of the Korean Peninsula hinge on this.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
North Korea has said it might call off the meeting because of a demand by the United States for unilateral denuclearization. Trump said if Kim does agree to denuclearization, I will guarantee his safety and his country will be rich. The body of a 17-year-old Pakistani exchange student killed in a mass shooting at a high school in Texas has now arrived in the port city of Karachi, where her family lives. Sabika Sheikh was among the 8 students and 2 teachers murdered Friday. The alleged shooter is a 17-year-old boy. Sabika had planned to return home in a few weeks for the 3-day holiday marking the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Her body reached her hometown before dawn Wednesday, and she was to be buried later in the day. Sabika was her family's oldest child. She had begun classes at the high school just last August. This is VOA News. A large explosion Tuesday at a market in southern Kandahar province in Afghanistan killed 16 people and injured 38. Afghan security forces were among those killed in the attack. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, has approved a counter-sanctions bill aimed at imposing what lawmakers say are painful trade restrictions on the United States and other states they call unfriendly. Correspondent Charles Main reports for VOA from Moscow.
In addition to passing the bill Tuesday, the Duma is preparing a second anti-sanctions measure that would impose criminal liability against business and individuals that comply with Western sanctions against Russian economic interests. Should it pass, the legislation would provide potential additional legal pitfalls for opposition figures such as anti-corruption crusader Alexei Navalny, who have called on Western governments to ratchet up sanctions against key Kremlin insiders. Outside economic experts have also questioned the rationale of issuing sanctions in response to sanctions. In particular, they warn that economic countermeasures work to further isolate the Russian economy, scaring away potential foreign investors just as the economy is emerging from a multi-year recession. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
President Trump said Tuesday there is no deal yet to lift the 7-year ban on the sale of American-made components to the giant Chinese telecommunications company ZTE. He did say, however, that a settlement might come out of ongoing trade talks between representatives of the world's 2 biggest economies. He told reporters Tuesday, "We caught them doing bad things." American lawmakers on Tuesday applauded heightened economic and diplomatic pressure on Venezuela after a much-criticized presidential election. VOA correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
With his country in the throes of economic collapse, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro won re-election Sunday in a vote boycotted by the opposition and slammed by the Trump administration as a fraud. The Senate's number 2 Republican, John Cornyn, summed up Venezuela's crisis this way.
What a mess. I'm not clear what should happen now, but I think it should be a matter of U.S. concern, because there's a lot of people hurting. It's also in our backyard.
Another Republican, Senator Jeff Flake, echoed the sentiment.
It's a terrible humanitarian situation there, and we want to find some way to make Maduro change his calculus, but nobody has very good ideas right now.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.